Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. As I always say, this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. Well, I hope you're having a great day so far, and I pray that your whole day will be a great day. Well, it is a blessing to always come back on this radio show. And I want to thank God for every person that's been tuning into Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, especially overseas. Thank you for listening to us in different countries overseas and also in the United States. We appreciate every one of you. Now, don't forget now, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is always open for you. You'll hear me say that every day when we're on our show. Our prayer line is always open for you to pray for you. All you got to do is pick up that telephone and remember these words. If you got a problem, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts and whatever your hurts and your pains are. Remember, God bring you out of the situation. As the scripture says, is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for our God to do. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ever ask or think. Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is always open to pray for you. As the scripture tells us that if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, he said he would do it for them. We will pray over your prayer requests. And believe God for your miracle, because we know that miracles happen when someone cares, and we care about you, right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show.
Turn up.
Yes, he is a great God, and he is worthy to be praised. And when you think about everything that he done for you, that's all you got to do. Go back in your mind when you said to yourself, you know what? I knew that was God that brought me out of this. Well, you got a whole lot to thank him for. Now, the Bible said there was 10 lepers, but only one there was. Yeah. And, you know, the bad thing about it is, you know, the Bible says only one came back. Just one person. Sometimes you get to give God what's due to him. You know, it's nothing wrong with saying sometimes I want to thank you. Everybody loves to hear somebody say, I thank you. Somebody want to hear, I appreciate you. Everybody that's living on this earth loves when somebody tell them how much you're, somebody want to be taken advantage of. And the scripture tells us, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generation. You know, there's a blessing when you know that it was only God that brought you out of the situation, or when you know there was only God that blessed you with that job, blessed you with that good health and strength. It's always good to have a grateful attitude. You go through life with a grateful attitude. And you don't have to be satisfied, but it's always good to be grateful, because somebody might be going through far worse than you. And having a grateful attitude means a whole lot. I want to welcome you again to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And you know, it is a blessing to be here once again. Now, later on, I will be giving my inspirational message, and I will be talking a little bit about a few other things today that would encourage you, and of course, playing good gospel music that will encourage and inspire you. This here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, let me just give you our mission. Our mission right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show is to spread the gospel of the kingdom around the world through the means of internet radio, to let those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, to let them know that Christ want to have a relationship with you. You know, the Bible says in Revelation, I believe that's the third chapter, that says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open up their door, I will come in and sup with them. You know, when you look at that scripture, it tells you something about God wanting to have relationship with you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. What door is he talking about? He's not talking about your physical door, even though he uses the physical door, meaning that, you know, if I should come to your house right now and I knock on your door, if somebody that you knew knocked on your door, the definition of knocking on a door is you're trying to get the individual attention that is in that house, because the only way you're going to know that I'm trying to say something to you or maybe have something for you is I have to knock on your door. I'm knocking on your door so you can know that I am there at that door. And you go to the door and you open that door because you know that something, you want to know what that individual want. There's something that they want, and you want to know what they want. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, trying to get your attention. You know, sometimes God is trying to get your attention. You ain't even aware that he's trying to get your attention. You know, sometimes problems come to try to get our attention. Not every problem, but there are some problems that happened that's trying to get your attention. Trying to show you, as that song said, that God, maybe God is trying to tell you something. You keep going through the same stuff over and over and over and over and over again. And let me just add that sometimes people don't learn from what they go through. You know, we say, you know, we want to learn things, but very few people learn from their problems. Very few people learn from the thing that they failed at. You know, they want to forget that sometimes. Sometimes people want to forget what they've gone through, but be honest with you, you know, sometimes what you go through can be the thing that can take you to where you need to go in your life. And it's a life lesson that can be learned. I believe that. It is a life lesson. And sometimes people say, well, yeah, I learned my lesson. And then they go back in that same spot. It's because you haven't learned from it. So when you learn from something, you master what you learn. You're not just learning it, you know, so you can have knowledge of it. You're learning it so you can master it. So when it comes back again, you're able to know that you have the victory in what you're going through. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Behold, I stand. I'm standing there knocking at your door. Your door is talking about your heart. I'm trying to get your attention. I'm trying to tell you that I want to have a relationship with you, but you know, you can't see that I'm trying to have a relationship with you. You go to church, but you can't see me, nor can you hear me. You know, people think, I don't know what they think about God, but some people just think God is a myth. They don't know if he's real or not. You know, all they gone by is what somebody told them or something that they read. And I've learned not everything that you read is true. And not everything you think ain't true is true. Oh, boy, boy, boy. Behold, I stand at the door of your heart. I'm knocking at your door of your heart, trying to get your attention before. Sometimes he's trying to tell you before it's too late. You know why? Because the Bible said it is appointed unto man once to die. Today I'm talking about a life-changing word that can change your entire life if you just listen to what is being said. Behold, I stand at your heart, and I'm knocking. I'm trying to get your attention. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after death comes the judgment. I'm trying to get your attention. I'm trying, and sometimes when God trying to get your attention, when you ain't listening, as I said, sometimes trouble and problems come to show you that, you know, you think you're the one qualified to fix it. And you heard me talk about this once before. No one calls anybody to fix anything in their house that is not qualified, because you're not going to pay somebody that is unqualified. Anybody that's unqualified, you don't call them because you know they can't do it. Why is it that you're trying to do this thing by yourself? Why are you trying to live a life by yourself when he says to you that you're not qualified to fix none of your problems or situations? You're not qualified to even know God knows everything about you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, if you would just open the door of your heart. Remember, I often say, invite God into your circumstances. You get to invite God into your heart. He ain't going to just come in there. Well, I go to church. It's more to it than going to church. A whole lot of people go to church. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about being religious. I'm talking about having a relationship. I'm not talking about being sprinkled with water from being baptized in water. I am not talking about that. I'm talking about having a relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that made the heavens and the earth, the God that you go on Sundays and you sit there and you listen to every single thing that the preacher's preaching, and some of you might be listening to me now. It's more to it than listening. It's about doing what is being said. See, most people go to church, all they do is sit there. They don't do, the Bible says, don't be hearers of the word only, be doers. In other words, when you hear something, go and do what is being said. Not sit there, oh, that was good. Okay, that's good. Okay, it was good. What did it do for you? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I'm still knocking. Can you hear me knocking? Maybe God is trying to get your attention today and telling you, when you're going to realize that God want to have a relationship with you. Listen to the scripture, one of the most lovable scriptures, John chapter 3, verse 16, which most people know, that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. He gave his only son to die on the cross. How y'all know that? Was you there? There's a whole lot of things you haven't seen. You wasn't there, but you believed it. Well, I don't believe in nothing I haven't seen. And then look, let's play that game. There's a lot of stuff you believe that you haven't seen. Let me just give you a couple illustrations. Let me ask you, have you ever said to anybody that you know, yeah, I did. Well, how do you know you're going to see them tomorrow? Did you see tomorrow before it came? No, you did not. But you believed that you would see them tomorrow. You wasn't there, but you believed it. Let me go on. I don't believe in stuff I haven't seen. Well, if you don't believe in something you haven't seen, let me ask you something. Have you ever walked in your life? I know some people haven't, but if you had, please tell me. Yeah, I worked. What day did you get paid on? Was it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Most people get paid on Friday. Let's say you get paid on Friday. You put your time, on Monday, you punch your time card or put your finger on the time machine, whatever way they pay you. You put your time in the computer. You clock in on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Now Friday comes and you know that the checks come or payday is after 12 noon. For some reason, you expect the check because you believe because you work is going to be there. You haven't seen the check. You wasn't there when they put the checks out, but for some reason you believe without seeing it that because you work all those weeks, your check is going to be there. Now, please tell me, have you believed in something you haven't seen? So the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. God want to have, I want to give you everlasting life. God want to have a relationship with you. If you're going to go to church, you need to know who you serving, or as if you're serving them, because it's hard to serve somebody that you don't know. I wouldn't serve nobody that I don't have a relationship with. Well, I'm trying to understand. Well, the only way you're going to understand, you get to get in the relationship. Because one thing about it, a person that is not in the relationship can never understand about the relationship until they start getting in the relationship. But I want to pray for you this morning. that if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't have a relationship with him, and you say to me, you know what, after what you said, I think I want to have a relationship with him. Well, it's a prayer that has to be prayed first. A prayer, that's right. That's right. The Bible says if you confess your Romans chapter 10:10-9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I got to believe without even seeing that Jesus Christ was willing to die on that cross to have a relationship with me. Why he had to die on the cross? It's because when he made man in the beginning, man disobeyed him, came out of fellowship with him. His relationship was no good no more. And he died on that cross because that's the only way he could redeem that relationship, by giving his life for someone that he loved. He was willing to die for you. He didn't know you, but he died for you. He died for that relationship. And John chapter 1, verse 12, to them that received him, to them he gave the power, the ability, the right to become the children. I am a child of the living God because I have a relationship with him. And if you want to have a relationship with him, repeat this prayer to me. Lord Jesus, repeat everything I say. Lord Jesus, I come to you today asking you to, first of all, to forgive me from every sin that I have committed. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and that he shared his blood and that he's coming back again and that he arose the third day for me. Lord, I want to make you the Lord of my life. I want to have a relationship with you. Come into my heart and live in me. I thank you for forgiving my sins, and I thank you for giving me that relationship. I now receive you as my Lord and Savior, and I thank you now for my relationship with you in Jesus' name. Amen. That's simple. That's all you had to do? Yeah, that's simple. Now, that's just a step. You know, anybody have a relationship, you get to build that relationship. How you rebuild it? Get in the Word of God. Study the Word. Study that Bible. Talk to him in prayer. Now, I'll tell you what I do. If you have repeated this prayer and you say you want to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you right now to get on the phone at 803-317-4457, 803-317-4457, and just say these words. I have decided to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus. Now, you can text me at that number, 803-317, and give me your first and last name. And give me your address. I will send you a book free at charge. You won't have to pay a dime. Free at charge. I will give you a book to help you in your relationship. It'll tell you what you did and some of the things that you need to do. Just text me, 803-317-4457, 803-317-4457. Text me right now. Come on. I want to hear you text me. Text me right now. Give me your first and last name and your address, your zip code, and I will send you a book free of charge. I got it ready to go right now for you. I will send it out today. Now, it might take about a couple of days to get there. You know, allow 7 days for your book to get there. I will send you that book free at charge. All right? Well, thank God that you have given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Now, Father, I thank you for every person that gave their life to you. And I thank you for every person that the enemy is trying to hinder them. They don't know if they want a relationship. Some think they got one and don't have it. God, for those that think they have one but not really sure, give me a call too, 803-317-4457. If you think you have one, you're not sure, Well, we want to make sure you got one. Call me, 803-317-4457. Father, I pray for the one that is not sure. I think I got one, but I'm not sure. God, I pray for them that you touch and minister to them in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for every person that's listening to me right now. Touch and minister to them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Molly, let's go get them.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away.
Yeah.
When another God wants to take your place.
That's so
as much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that,
here we
give me that.
Oh, oh, oh.
Anybody ready?
Oh, oh, oh.
Ready for his glory?
Oh, oh, oh.
If you must seek up a life,
oh, oh, oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh, oh, oh.
Every place that's dark,
oh, oh, oh.
He will bring it to light.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh, oh, oh.
See, I include myself.
Oh, oh, oh.
I cast my own stone.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh, oh, oh.
I can see my wrong.
Oh, oh, oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Oh, oh, oh.
Through Christ by faith. To open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh, oh, oh.
Anybody tired? Want the show to end?
Oh, oh, oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Oh, oh, oh.
And let church begin.
Oh, oh, oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Oh, oh, oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New song.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Oh, oh,
and first he's starting right at home.
Oh, oh, oh.
No more miracle water.
Oh, oh, oh.
Prayer calls for money and fame.
Oh, oh, oh.
See, everybody got a title. But do you know your name?
Oh,
if we humble ourselves, people
oh,
fall on our face
oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's your peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that.
Give me that God.
about to give me that. Give me that. Give me that. That joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
You did not create me to worry.
not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here.
Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Yes, there were times in my life when I thought I would never. devil thought he. Can I testify? The devil thought he. But then my life was over. He thought by now I give up. He thought by now I give up. The devil thought he. That my life was over. He thought I. He thought I had no more. The devil thought he upset my life was short. He thought by now I need. He thought I had no more. But that's when someone greater lifted my situation.
Yes, he turned it. Whatever you're going through, God is willing to turn the situation around and fix it for you. You know, let me just give you a short word here of encouragement. In the book of 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 7th verse, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by what we see. Why do we walk by faith and not by what we see? Remember these words. To keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability, not your circumstances, not the problem, not the source of the problem or the heartbreak. Don't look at your personal problem, because the longer you keep your eyes on your problem, your heartbreak, your pain, it'll cause you to feel like your problem is bigger than what you go through. And it doesn't work like that. And it don't work that way. You can't have your eyes on your problem and don't have your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. He promised to take us step by step, but not at once. Each step will be a miracle. Keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. God is bigger than your problem. God is bigger than your situation. And the reason why God is bigger than all the stuff that you're going through is because if you look at how big God is and how he can bring you out of that problem, your eyes is not on what you see, but your eyes is on your faith. Faith is having confidence in what your God says and his ability to bring you out of the problem. I walk by faith and not by what I see. Walk by not how I feel. I can't keep on looking at, even though the pain might be unbearable, the situation might seem like nothing is going to happen, but I have to keep my faith in the one that is qualified to fix the problem. Because he said, keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. He promised to take you step by step, but not at once. In other words, when God promised you something, he always delivers on what he says, because the scripture says, my word won't turn back to me void, but it will accomplish what it's sent out to do. God's word will accomplish what it's sent out to do. The question is, do you have faith to believe that even though you don't see your way out of this problem, your situation, do you have enough faith to believe that God can fix it for you? Can God? God can. I want to encourage you that God can. And ain't nothing that you're going through that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob can do that he cannot do. He can do all things. And he can fix your problem, your situation, but you got to keep your eyes on what he can do. Because there is no failure in our God. Sometimes the pain is unbearable. Sometimes the situation is hard to handle. Sometimes the situation and the circumstances in which you're going through seem like nothing is going to happen. Seem like I don't know what to do. I don't know how I'm going to come out of this thing. You don't have to worry about how you're going to come out. Just know that you coming out. Just know that if he told you that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. Oh, yes, he does. He delivers. He delivers, and he's getting ready to deliver you out of every one of them. Question is, can you see yourself coming out? Can you see yourself coming out? And some people would say, well, no, I really can't. Well, just imagine you coming out. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. If you don't think you're going to come out, you ain't going to come out. I'm sorry to tell you. You got to know that God going to do it for you. So you got to have confidence in him. Remember the scripture I always read on here? Let me read it to you. 1 John chapter 5. Let me quote it. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know he heareth us, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. So you got to know that God going to do this thing. You might not feel that nothing is going to happen. You might not see nothing happening. But in your mind's eye, you got to see God bringing you out. Here go the scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 57. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory. You have the victory. See, the end result of everything you go through, because God said it and because I believe what he says, is that God says, I made you more than a conqueror. But you can't give up and you can't stop. And you can't throw in the towel, and you can't get frustrated till you say, you know what, forget it. No. See, the gift of peace is greater than any riches can be brought or brought to you. Have faith that the Lord is going to guide you towards a peaceful future. That's what you got to see. You got to see God leading you towards a peaceful future. That gift of peace that he offers you is more precious than any riches that anybody can bring. But you got to have faith. I walk by faith and not by what I see. I got to take my eyes off how hard it is. I can't take it no longer. Put your faith in the one that can and will fix your problem. This is an encouragement to you. Hold on and don't let go. Hold on and don't let go. Hold on to what? Hold on to your faith and don't let go. Hold on to what God said and don't let go. Keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. He promised to take you step by step, but not at once, but each step will be a miracle. Please, somebody, listen to what I'm saying. I'm talking to somebody that's going through, that's ready to throw in the towel. I'm talking to somebody that's at the end of their rope today. I'm talking to somebody that's at the end of the rope in their marriage. That you say, you know what, I'm just tired. I ain't going on no more. Yes, let God fix it. I can't go on no longer. Yes, you can. Keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. I can't do this thing no more. I don't have a job and my finances is, I don't have enough money to take care of my bills and my kids. I don't know what I'm going to do. Give no thought for what you may eat nor drink, for your heavenly Father knows what you have need of. Ask him. All you got to do is ask. Believe, and you shall receive. You can't I think. You can't I wish. Some wishes never come true, but faith always produces harvest. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Have faith in the one that can, that is qualified, let me say, well qualified to fix it. When all else fails, look to him. He offers you rest from your weariness, your weary soul. He will grant you that peace in your mind and in your body, but you get to trust him. Whatever the source of your problem, whatever the heartache and the personal problem, the situation, the pain, whatever it is that you're going through, keep your eyes and your faith on him. Now unto him. Who is him? God. Now unto God that is able to bring you out of the problem and situation. All he asks for you to do is trust him. This is a word of encouragement to you on our inspirational moment right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show.
Hallelujah. You have won a victory. Lift up your voice and say now. You have won it all for me. And
Praise God. I thank God for every one of you that have been tuning in to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And I pray whatever I have said today and what I have played today have inspired you, uplift you. But I don't want to just inspire you and uplift you, but you will take what I have said and apply it to your life. I pray that this and what I've said since I've been on this radio show and the music that I played bring life-changing or would be a life-changing experience that had the power and the effect to change your life. That's my prayer for you today as we get ready to sign off for today. Well, I won't be on tomorrow, but join me on Friday at 12 noon. Now, don't forget that if you desire prayer, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. The telephone number, and that line is open right now. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. 803-317-4457. Well, may God bless you. And let me just end this program on one of those oldie but goodie songs that we used to sing years ago. Listen to it. I dedicate that to every one of you. God bless you. See you on Friday at 12 noon.
Can I get some help in the house? All right. Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again.